Grace and peace be unto you from God, who is our Creator, and from Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and our friend. Amen. A neighbor of mine named Donna is sick, and so I've been taking meals to her in the evening for supper, although I'm afraid she's not eating them. And the other night when I came, a woman was there helping out, and we chatted as people do without exchanging names, you know, just, oh, hey, how are you? And then I said to the other visitor, so are you, and what I was gonna ask was, so are you staying with Donna? But before I finished the sentence, she responded, oh, I've known Donna for years. We used to work together. So she answered the question, so are you a friend of Donna's? It wasn't what I was going to ask, although it was a good answer. This happens now and then. I ask someone a question, and they answer, and based on their answer, I figure out what they think I asked. So frequently, the question that they heard actually makes no sense, but the human brain has a way of creating context to make it make sense. So I might say, how's your day going? And they hear, how are your pants fitting? I have to laugh every single time I say it. How are your pants fitting? Why would I ask about their pants? That makes no sense. But the brain makes it make sense. And they'll go, my pants? Oh, yes. The pants fit perfectly since I washed them and they shrank a little. See, made it make sense. How are your pants? My parents were missionaries in Liberia and I was born there. My dad always remembers the time when he was chatting with a Liberian friend, and the friend said to my dad, I have not eaten today. And my dad thought that his friend was literally saying he'd had nothing, like nothing that day. And my dad was concerned. But what his friend meant was, I have not eaten rice today. Liberians eat rice every day. And if you haven't had any rice, then you haven't eaten yet. I have not eaten today. We all know that the Holy Spirit came to Jesus' disciples on the day of Pentecost, and that the Holy Spirit's gift on that day was the ability to speak in other languages. Verse 4 says, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. And the point of the gift, obviously, is that it allowed them to share the good news of Jesus with all the world, and specifically with the visitors who were in Jerusalem that week for the Jewish Festival of Weeks, the Parthians, the Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, and so forth. That's why we have that super long list of where people are from. And Acts reports then that Peter preached, and the crowd could understand him. And after that, that wasn't in our text for this morning, but after that, many joined the new Christian community. So our text is also speaking to the church today. And although Holy Spirit so far has not given us the gift of internal Google Translate, which would be awesome, actually, if we had that, like, you know, inside, Holy Spirit moves us to share the good news of Jesus and this invitation to live a God-connected, grace-filled life in community with others. We're invited to share that with all the world. And it is so appropriate that we are celebrating Partnership Sunday on Pentecost. Indeed, the invitation offered by Jesus to a new life and to shared community, it has spread since that day in Jerusalem long ago, and many have heard and have felt the stirring within and said, this is good news. This is good news for me. My heart receives it. And that is how we can be siblings in Christ with friends in South Africa and in Nicaragua. It is because of the coming and the gift of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost and still today. And although the Holy Spirit gave the gift of speaking in other languages and also understanding, it occurs to me that very often we don't understand each other when we are speaking the same language, right? I have not eaten today. How are your pants fitting? I think that one aspect of Holy Spirit's gift of speaking and understanding is not just different languages, but understanding what we really mean. Not just words, but intention. When someone says, "Oh, I'm not expressing this very well, but do you know what I mean?" That's it, that. It's that knowing what you mean, what I mean. I think that is also Holy Spirit's gift. And how does she do that? So I've said it before, but everything that God does is through humans and through the world that we live in. God doesn't do magic. God doesn't just go zap and change things. So how do we understand what the other really means through the Holy Spirit? In his article for Grace Waves this week, Carl Pfeiffer wrote, "Both partnerships that we are celebrating today are rooted in," and this is what he said, "relationship, mutuality, faith, friendship, and shared stories." This is perfect. This is how we come to understand each other, when we build relationships of mutuality, faith, friendship, and when we share our stories. When we do that, then we can have that I-thou relationship. Then we can know and be known at a deeper level, kind of at the real level, who we really are. I don't get to see my mother and father and sister very often because they live in Oregon, so I go as often as I can, but it is a far cry from like living next door or living in town. And neither my sister nor my mom enjoy long phone conversations. So, geez, how do I communicate? Well, we have texting. We have a text group. And it seems the text group seems to center basically on whether the car is working or not. So that is a big topic. Is the car working? Is the truck working? I realized just the other day that I long for my family to know me better. To know me better, the real person that I am now, not the one that they see through a lens of their own construction that is years and years old. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I think you do. When people know you, but it's not you, it's their vision of you from 20 years ago. So I decided that I'm gonna try to include little stories about my life in these text exchanges that are about more than just the latest repair and the weather. Stories about Elijah, about me, about what I'm doing. Now, are they interested in these little stories? We shall see. But as I said, I would like them to actually know me, like me now. That is a basic, central human need to be known, for someone outside of ourselves to see us, and to see us kindly, in the best light, and to understand us. So if we say, "Do you know what I mean?" they do know what we mean. Because as humans, we are essentially alone. There's only us inside our brains, right? There's just me in here. You are out there. It's only me in here, and the same for you. But Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us, so we are not alone. And Holy Spirit gives us the gift of speech and of understanding so that we can truly know one another. If in this world we all did that with everyone, intentionally pursued relationships of mutuality, faith, and friendship. And if we shared our stories and really listened, we would not be killing each other. We would not be bombing and detaining and starving and trolling and bullying God's other children. We could not, because they would be human beings to us and like us. I don't personally know much about South African culture, either black or white. It is one thing to read about cultures, but another to meet real people. So this is just a small thing, but it struck me, and I'm going to share it with you. The partnership committee has a WhatsApp phone call with the partnership committee from the Raimondo Parish in South Africa about every 2 months. And the meetings are led on the Raimondo side by a woman named Aletta. And I noticed after about 3 calls how intentional she is about sharing leadership, sharing the spotlight. She always invites different members of her group to speak to the various items on the agenda. Now, Grace is going to tell us about this, for example. And she obviously arranges this in advance so they have time to prepare, to think about what they're going to say. Is this just how Aletta is as a leader? Or is this characteristic of black South African culture, this natural sharing of leadership? You know, most answers are a little of each, right? But I look forward to meeting Aletta in person, and she is coming. And Pastor Matamela and Dolly and Grace, and hearing their stories and coming to know them. And I invite you when they are here to do the same. Holy Spirit came to Jesus' disciples on the day of Pentecost as a rushing wind and as tongues of flame. And Holy Spirit gave this wondrous gift, a gift of speaking and hearing, so all could understand. And this hearing and speaking and knowing is the continued gift of Holy Spirit to us today. There is nothing the human heart longs for more greatly than to be known. And we can give this to each other. Our attention, to put down the phone, turn it off, click, and focus. When we listen, we try to hear not just what they say, but what they mean. We assume the best, not the worst. We try not to think ahead to our answer and to just be in the moment with them in the story. And through their stories and ours, we become real. We become real. May Holy Spirit, who came this day in wind and fire and speech, dwell in you, so that you are not alone. And may Holy Spirit open our eyes and our ears so that we may know one another as God's beloved children, even as we are alone.